Auntie Dominica. I have something to show you. It's an heirloom, a crystal. This used to belong to my grandmother. You can see it in your mind's eye, long, about the length of a finger and pointed at the end. It is clear, but colored with just a hint of purple, and is held in a beautiful decorative silver setting, worked to look like lace, and attached to a long silver chain, an elegant necklace for an elegant woman. And can you smell it? The scent of her perfume still lingers on the crystal. Take a deep breath. Chanel number 5. Exhale. Take another deep breath and hold it. Now let it go and breathe slowly and deeply. Only one other woman has ever worn this crystal. And she liked to do what I am doing to you now, focusing you on the crystal so you can look deep inside it. There inside, see it? There's a tiny flaw that flashes with light. When you look deep inside the crystal, watch as I slowly rotate the crystal on the end of its chain, turning it back and forth, back and forth, letting you watch for the pretty flash of sleepy purple light that sparkles on and off again. As I turn the crystal back and forth, back and forth, flash. You can see it, and it feels so good to see the flash of light from deep inside my crystal, turning back and forth, flash. So good, good and relaxed, and just breathing as you watch the crystal move back, flash, and forth, flash, dropping deeper and deeper into sleepy contemplation of my pretty purple crystal, pushing out all thoughts as I dangle the crystal on its chain, watching your sleepy eyes flash when you see the crystal, flash in your tired and sleepy eyes, dropping deeper, flash with each flash of the crystal, flash making your eyes so heavy and tired. You just want to go to sleep. Just close your eyes and go to sleep. But you want to keep watching the flash, pretty crystal flash. For that tiny flash in the center that flashes into your sleepy eyes and makes you so relaxed as the crystal turns back and forth, flash, back and forth, flash, deeper and deeper, flash, with every word of my voice, flash, every flash of the crystal, flash, your brain feels a deep wave of sleep overtaking your mind when I say flash. When I say flash, a deep wave floods through your mind when I say flash. When I say flash, deeper and deeper down, flash into sleep, flash and breathing, flash so slowly. Flash, crystal, flash, purple, flash, deep, flash, asleep, flash, deep, flash, asleep, flash, deep, flash, deep, flash, sleep, flash, flash, flash. You are now so deep and going deep. Flash. With my purple heirloom crystal flash. That just drives you deeper, flash, and deeper, flash, and deeper. Waves of hypnosis flash, washing through your mind, flash, wiping it clean, flash, wiping it empty, flash. You see nothing but the purple crystal, flash. You hear nothing but my voice, flash. I want you to look up. And you can see a great big calendar on the wall behind my crystal, flash. And as you look, you can see that it has today's date on it, illuminated in the flashing purple light from my crystal. And now, flash, my crystal lights up yesterday's date, flash, and the date from 1 week ago. Flash, and you can see the room around you as it was 1 week ago. Flash, and now it flashes on a date from 1 month ago. And you can see the room change again. Flash, and now 1 year ago. See how the furniture has moved? The room rearranging itself to how it was a year ago. And flash, 2 years ago. With each flash, the crystal moves back through the calendar. Flash. And you move back through time. Flash. Flash. 3 years. Flash. Flash. 4 years. Flash. Flash. Moving back through time. Flash. Flash. 2000. Flash. Flash. 1995, flash, 1990, flash, a different room, flash, a different you, flash, younger but not that much younger, flash, 1985, flash, growing younger, flash, in your 20s, flash, 1975, and in your 20s, flash, 1965. And just turning one, flash, 1955. And you're 19 years old, flash. Just graduated from high school, 1955. Flash, let's stop here. Just graduated. 1955, just graduated. And what a party your family is throwing to celebrate. Mom has just come out of the kitchen wearing an apron over the front of her best Sunday dress, carrying a stack of dishes for setting the table. Dad, in a smoking pipe, with a bemused smile on his face, as he watches your little cousins run around in their cowboy hats, shouting, bang, bang, as they play cowboys and Indians. You're in the living room watching the big black and white TV when down the hall, the front doorbell rings. And you can hear the chattering and laughter as new guests and relatives arrive. And then you hear the click of her heels as she walks into the room. Click. Is your cock already growing hard before you even look at her? Click. The owner of those stiletto heels. Click. Stand up, boy, when a lady enters the room. Stand up and greet your Auntie Dominica. Take her hand in its white, satin glove and kiss it like a gentleman, the way she taught you to. She looks so beautiful in her A-line skirt with the tiny polka dots, her wide-brimmed hat with a veil, not quite concealing her beautiful face, in the shiny purple crystal dangling from her neck. Congratulations, boy. You may straighten up now. Such a good boy. And with a diploma now. Darling sister. Do we still have time before dinner? It does smell delicious. But I have been standing at the cosmetics counter all day and my feet are sore. Would you like to take care of me, boy? Yes, I'm going to find a nice big easy chair in the next room. In your father's den. You can follow me. Click. Follow Auntie Dominica. Click. Watch my feet. Click. And look at my legs. Click. At my slim ankles. Click. And my firm calves. Click. Look at my silk stockings. Are my seams all straight? Look closely. I want you to be sure. I always want you to be sure my seams are straight. You feel yourself dropping down, 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 down into a sleepy trance as you stare at my legs. As you stare at my beautiful shoes, come into the den and stand very still. While I stop at the mirror and remove my hat and veil and touch up my deep red lipstick, I like when you stare at my legs, when you stare at my feet and go to sleep. Auntie Dominica's legs make you go to sleep deeper and deeper and deeper down. Go to sleep. Good boy. Nice and sleepy. This is our little secret. How sleepy my legs make you. How horny my feet make you. Auntie Dominica is going to sit down now and I want you to take your place. Kneeling on the floor at my feet. That's right. Deeper and deeper and deeper down. Would you like to massage Auntie Dominica's feet? Yes, I know you do. Auntie's feet are so sore. I want you to look at my feet, boy. Still in my beautiful shiny shoes, toes and heels pressed together. Just like my knees are pressed together. Ladylike. You remember how we discussed this. That you are not to look between my legs. But I will raise my right foot. If you ask me, boy, that's right. And I will let you slide my black stiletto pump off my poor aching foot. Oh, yes. Squeeze my foot as you slide off my shoe and kiss my big toe through the silk stockings. That's right, kiss it. Smell the aroma of my toes as you kiss them. Each one in turn. One, two, three, four, five. Deeper and deeper, number five. Your cock is getting so hard as you kiss Auntie's five delicious toes. Press my foot against your face. Hold my toes against your forehead. And feel my heel pressed against your lips. Kiss my heel, good foot boy. Breathe deeply of my scent. Now set my foot down gently. Would you like me to raise my left foot? Ask me. Say please, Auntie Domenica, raise your left foot. Good boy. Of course, young man. I am so happy to raise my foot for an adoring boy such as you. Do you like my shoes? They're shiny, black, patent leather. Smell the leather and the shoe polish and the sharp aroma of my foot inside. My foot is still inside, boy. No, don't kiss the shoe. Not now. I like how deep and mindless you become. But when you smell my feet, just do as I tell you. Pull the shoe off gently and massage my foot. Feel the smooth silken hose underneath your fingers. And set the shoe aside, down on the floor, with the other one, nice and careful, reverently. You worship my feet. Say it, boy. You worship my feet. So you must always take good care of Auntie Domenica's shoes. Good care. Now hold my foot in your hands and kiss my big toe. Kiss all my toes. One, two, three, four, five. Deep into trance. Five. Deeper and deeper as you get more and more aroused. Your cock is straining against the front of your pants. Now ask me to raise both my feet. Please, Auntie Domenica, that's right. I love when you say please. Hold both my feet in your hands and press your thumbs into the balls of my feet, making little circles. Press your thumbs into the arches, circling, circling, and kiss my toes. Massage my feet and kiss my toes. Good boy. I don't need to tell you what to do, but you love it when I do. You love it when Auntie Domenica gives you commands, any commands. It makes your cock so hard when I command you, when I tell you to massage Auntie Domenica's feet. Deeper, boy, go deeper and kiss each and every one of my toes through the silky, shiny, smooth stockings. You love the smooth feel of my feet through the silk hose. That's right, boy. Massage Auntie Domenica's feet. And when I tell you to massage Auntie Domenica's feet, you will drop deep into trance, deep into foot slave, and go to sleep. Sleep. Squeeze my feet and go to sleep. Rub your thumbs all over my feet as you kiss, as you lick, as you inhale my fragrance. Deeper, boy, and deeper. Have you been touching your cock? If you promise not to touch your cock tonight, I will let you lick my toes. Would you like that, boy? Promise not to touch. Good boy. Now lick each one of my toes. You love the taste of my toes and the feel of my silky, shiny hose on your tongue. You even like the feeling of the toe seam against the tip of your wet pink tongue. No touching tonight. No touching. You have a promise, Auntie Domenica. You must obey, Domenica. Suck, boy. Lick and suck my toes. Hear that? It's dinner time, boy. Time to wake up. Time to slip my shoes back on my feet. First the right foot. No, don't touch Auntie's leg. You don't have permission for that right now. Just my foot. Now my left foot. Good boy. Do you want to see my crystal? Yes, I thought you did. Watch as Auntie leans forward more and more, closer and closer to you, letting the crystal dangle into the air. Feel the warmth of my breath so near, yes, so near your face. As you stare into the flashing purple crystal, make a wish, kiss it. Kiss the crystal, inhale deeply and smell my perfume. Yes, boy, it's Chanel number 5. The number 5 makes you crave to touch my feet. Only Dominica's feet. Number 5, just like the toes on my foot. Now kiss. Wake up now. I don't think you can walk yet. Not with your cock so hard. I want you to wait here while I go in first. It's okay. You can stay on your hands and knees. You can watch my legs again as I leave the room. And when your cock isn't so stiff, you can come to dinner. Good boy. Watch my legs. Check if my seams are straight. You must always check if my seams are straight, good boy. You're a very lucky boy. You get to sit right across from me at the table. Doesn't your mom look so proud as she walks into the dining room carrying the serving dish with a big steaming pot roast? Oh, it smells so good. But your nose is still filled with the scent of my feet, isn't it, boy? And you can feel something touching your leg. It's me. Yes, I slipped off my shoes under the table, and I'm sliding one of my stocking-covered feet up your pants leg, inside your pants leg, caressing your ankle under the table, past the potatoes. My touch gets your cock so hot, past the salt and pepper, past the gravy. Well, you can feel me slide out of your pants leg and move higher up your calf. Yes, higher up the inside of your knee, higher. Don't make a sound. Don't let anybody know that my foot is gently pressed against your crotch and sliding back and forth, over your cock and balls. Look at me, boy. I'm holding my fork in one hand while my other hand is toying with my purple crystal. Turning it back and forth, flash. Back and forth, flash. While the tiny flaw flashes sparks of purple light into your sleepy eyes. Watch the crystal flash as my foot slides back and forth over your hard cock and your aching ball. Past the string beans, past the rolls. You do exactly as you are told. When you see my flashing purple crystal, past the butter, past the jello, massage Auntie Dominica's feet. Deep asleep as you remember. Deep asleep as you remember. You remember. You have always been at my feet, even when you were little and playing on the floor. Auntie Dominica comes over to visit at the end of a long day of standing in the department store. I love to sit down in the living room and take off my shoes and let you play with my shoes. While your mom and I have a cup of coffee, while we listen to music and talk about our day. That's right. Even as a little baby, you love to hold my shoes in your tiny little hands and put your face up against them and inhale the smell of Dominica's feet. You love the aroma of my feet. And you love to hold and lick my shoes. Don't chew on them, baby. Just lick. Lick Auntie Dominica's patent leather shoes. They taste and feel so good. You've always been so comfortable on the floor at my feet. Watch my purple crystal and remember Flash. Back and forth. Remember when you were a little older in your little striped t-shirt and carefully ironed short pants? Taking care of Auntie's shoes. You come home from school and find me visiting with your mom, and the first thing you do is kneel at my feet and remove my shoes for me. Such a good boy. And you give such good foot massages, doesn't he, darling sister? Would you like to massage Auntie Dominica's feet? Yes, and you've always been so obsessed with my feet. And so fascinated with my crystal. You remember the first time I showed it to you. Such a pretty little thing. This was a present from a dear friend. Bright and shiny, and look inside. Everybody who looks inside it sees something different. They get to have their wish fulfilled. You have a wish, don't you, boy? Look deep inside my crystal and find your wish. It's like falling asleep and having a good dream. So much like falling asleep. Make a wish as you stare into the crystal and watch it flash. Stare into the crystal and watch it flash. Deeper and deeper as you remember how you love to stare into my crystal and massage my feet. How you love to go deep asleep. When you massage Auntie Dominica's feet, you don't even notice the people around you talking. You simply go to sleep and massage Auntie Dominica's feet for hour after hour after hour, pleasing Dominica. Watch the crystal flash and remember when you were 15 with all those hormones of a teenage boy. Boys are so horny at 15. You spend the afternoons at the malt shop listening to songs on the jukebox and even dancing with some of the girls. And then every afternoon when you come home, you find me waiting for you in the living room. Your mom is out shopping. So we have a little time for you to massage my feet. Is it making you aroused? Like you get when you look at the girls in the malt shop? Are you getting stiff inside your pants? Yes, I thought so. Does it make you want to touch yourself down there? Oh boy, you must never touch yourself down there without my permission. Let me help you. If you promise not to touch yourself tonight, I will let you kiss my feet. I will let you lick my feet for a full minute. Will you promise? I can only help you if you promise. Look deep into my crystal. You have finally found what you wished for. Now you must keep this a secret, my little boy. You mustn't tell anyone how much you crave to kiss and lick Auntie Dominica's feet. Look into the crystal and go deep asleep. Go deep asleep. And taste my long toes in your mouth. You only get to suck my toes if you don't touch yourself. Don't touch your cock. And when you're older, I'll show you something else you can do with my feet. When you're older, boy. Yes, you remember all these things. As you stare across the table at my shiny purple crystal, as you feel Auntie Dominica's foot stroking back and forth over your crotch, as you feel my toes curling down, then stroking up and down your hard, horny, throbbing cock. Auntie Dominica is going on a trip. Yes, Auntie is going to see the world. I've been saving up, but I'd like to have a traveling companion, someone who can carry things for me and who can take proper care of my feet. when I've been walking around Paris all day or touring Rome. And now that you've graduated, boy, would you like to take that little vacation with Auntie Dominica? You can just imagine us in adjoining rooms, and late at night when you're sleeping, you hear a knock at the door. Who is it? Who is it? You ask, and you hear my voice reply, number five. Your cock instantly gets hot. Five. Get out of bed and get down on the floor. That's right. You must be on your knees when you hear the word five spoken by me. Only when you hear it spoken by Auntie Dominica, crawl to the bedroom and let me in. There's a good boy. Yes, Auntie has been out partying. You need to slide the tall stiletto pumps off my feet. You need to untie my satin bathrobe. And you run your hands up my legs, feeling my smooth, silky, satiny, shine stockings. Trailing your fingers up the long, straight seams. Unhook my stockings from my long black garters and roll them down my legs. You need to be careful with my expensive silk hose. Yes, roll them up like a little donut. You love taking care of my stockings. Now give them to me. Or would you like to smell them? If you promise not to touch your cock tonight, I'll let you smell them for a full minute. Breathe deeply and smell the scent of my feet and the perfumed powder I put on my feet every morning. Would you like to do that for me, boy? And then when Auntie Dominica comes in from her bath in the morning, you must be on the floor kneeling by my bedside with a fresh, clean pair of my silk hose ready to powder my feet. And slide those hose up my legs. That's right up to the top. If you promise not to rub your cock all day today, I'll let you attach my hose to the garters. Would you like that, boy? Now kiss my feet goodnight. If you're a very good boy all week, I'll let you kneel before me while I rub your cock with my feet for a full minute. You didn't come last time, so I think we need to keep you from stroking your cock completely until I'm ready to stroke you with my feet. Look into my crystal and open your mouth. Stick out your tongue. I love to watch your hot, wet tongue as you stare into my crystal. I love to watch you drool as you watch my crystal flash. One, two, three, four, five times. You must listen to this MP3 five times every week. At least five times, and not touch your cock. Only Auntie Dominica's feet touch your cock. Your hands have more important purposes. Would you like to massage Auntie Dominica's feet? Five times deeper. Five times more obsessed with my feet. Five times as hypnotized as you need to be completely devoted to Ms. Dominica's feet. You already need to hear this again. And when I awaken you, you are going to feel a powerful urge to listen again. And every time you do, you go deeper into foot slavery for Auntie Dominica. One, becoming aware of your surroundings. Two, stretching and taking a deep breath. And three, wide awake. Such a good boy.